to hang on here.
Hi, Dan. Dan, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. And of course, Tara did want me to get on the line here, get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then she is also requesting that I apply the established business rate, being that you are essentially right at 10 years in business.
Yes.
Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's been an all right day.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Not too bad, right? I mean,
not too bad.
Vertical.
I've had a lot worse. So we can say that, right?
That is
so I'm sure we all have.
I could definitely agree to that. Now, yeah. I do want to be very respectful of your time, and I do know that Tara does a very good job of outlining at least the basics of the service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price?
My question was going to be, so you're saying First Search would come up. Would that be just like a day typed in, like flooring install company or anything
Correct.
Like that? Is that, okay. Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So on Google or on Bing, the other major search engine, anytime someone in kind of the tri-state area, that 1 hour travel radius that you're looking to travel, if they're on their smartphone or their computer typing in flooring install near me or flooring contractor, flooring repair if you want to be, you know, found for that, any specific
right.
type of flooring, when they're just simply typing in the keywords related to the services that you provide, we'll make sure that your business pops up as one of those top options. Of course, that means that people will be able to reach out, call you directly, and, you know, of course, with the calls coming to you, you're not paying per lead, you're not paying per click or per job, you're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. It is offered on a month-to-month basis. There is no long-term contract. It's completely at will, meaning, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, too, if you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. But as long as you're using the service with the established business rate, actually saving you a little bit more than 50%, it'll save you $300 every single month. We do prefer to work with established companies, companies that know what they're doing, that can handle more business, and of course still do quality work. With that reduced pricing, dropping the cost from what would have normally been $599 a month down to just $299 a month, I think even just one job that wouldn't have otherwise found you would easily offset the cost. Now, it's not just for Google and Bing. Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads as well. So we can very quickly target really anywhere you want to go, big cities and small, specific zip codes, even down to specific neighborhoods where you most want to be found. Now, Dan, is it just for residential, or are you looking for commercial work too?
No, I do. I also do commercial work, yes.
You do commercial work too. Perfect.
Yes.
Tara says you've got a four-man crew, so you can definitely take on more business. Now, I know that you don't have a website. Now, to be honest with you, we would want you to have a website because it is not just our job to list you where people can see you. It is, of course, to give them the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. And a lot of people do want to look at a website. What a website does, it talks about, of course, your services, your service area, your experience. It puts before and after photos on there so people can see that you do exactly what they're looking for. It gives them the good reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Usually by the time they start dialing, in this case, your phone number, it's because they want to work with you. They're hoping you answer the phone and that you're available to do the job. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Now, sometimes they'll even allow me to include that website at no additional cost because, like I said, we want you to see success from the beginning. It is month to month. The website takes us about 5 or 7 business days to create for you. That way the people that see it can really have those good reasons to call you. Now, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, too. A lot of our customers or our clients just say to someone who never called them before, hey, how'd you hear about me? Where'd you find me? And they say, oh, I saw your website on that first page of Google. Looks like you do hardwood floors. That's what I need. You know, a lot of our clients, though, do really love the detailed tracking and reporting that updates very near real time many times throughout the day. So you can see exactly where your work is coming from, how much work you're getting, what people are typing in, things like that. Now, of course, most of the time, you just get calls directly to you. We'll be promoting a phone number for your company, and it could be the one that we're speaking on if that's the one that you want. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and you get calls directly. The website will allow someone to tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they want to have done, and when they want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form, Dan, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. Whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those calls either, those leads. It's just that flat rate of $2.99. Anything they type into that form repopulates on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, if I can, in fact, get that website included at no additional cost, it would mean that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost, being that it's designed to get your phone ringing on a month-to-month basis. I mean, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but is that something you think you would want for infinite floor covering?
I would. So here's my, I'm going to just lay out my situation for you. So
perfect.
We're kind of on the same page.
Of course, absolutely.
So I did a lot of, so I started the business in 2014.
Okay.
But a lot of my work was subbing a lot of work. Okay. So I wasn't really selling my own work. I was, and I stayed busy enough to pay my crew, to make good money.
Right.
But now it's, with the economy and everything, it's getting different. So.
Yes.
I now have to go chase my own work.
Right.
No, which I don't have a problem with. I'm actually anxious to do it, but I literally just started. I don't know how you guys got my phone number, but I'm assuming it's through Home Advisor, I'm guessing. Is that correct?
I'm not certain myself. What I would tell you is when positions like these become available within our company, our mapping coordinators, and you spoke with Tara, they get from our inventory department a list of pre-qualified candidates. So our inventory department kind of scours the internet for some type of online presence, meaning that, you know, it could have been a Facebook page, it could be a Yelp listing, it could be a paid lead service like Angie's. But we have to know for sure that you're in the area, that you provide the services for the category that we're trying to fill, and then, of course, you cannot have any bad reviews.
I'm not trying to have any bad reviews.
It looks like, and then Tara did attach to Angie, so she might have found that one when she was looking for your website, but you do basically 6 5-star reviews, so people do like your services. It'd be very easy for us, and if you wanted to, if you like that Angie's, if it's working out well for you, there's no direct conflict with paying for leads and being a top option on that first page of Google. Although a lot of my clients that have a lead service, whether it is the Angie's or like you said, I still call it Home Advisor. It was Home Advisor for 10 years before it was Angie's.
I was actually confused because I thought it was Angie's List. And then, they said, no, it's not Angie's List. It's just Angie's. And then I didn't even know it was Home Advisor until I started getting, I literally just did this like 2 days ago.
Okay. Literally. Yeah. I'm in the beginning
process of all this.
Gotcha. So, sure. It's officially Home Advisor powered by Angie. I mean, Home Advisor bought out Angie's List about 4 or 5 years ago. So it's kind of the combination of the two. They're trying to, I guess, get power off of the names of both of those companies.
But
your directory, your listing, your profile page is on Home Advisor's platform. HomeAdvisor.com/rated. Infinite flooring covering, and then a bunch of numbers in HTML. Like I was saying, there's no conflict with paying for leads and being a top option on the first page of Google and Bing. A lot of my clients, though, that have a lead-based service, whether it is the one you have, Home Advisor Angie, or if it's like Thumbtack or Networks, Craftjack, most of my clients, Dan, in fact, I think most business owners would say that they prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for a lead. I mean, especially with all of these lead services are basically the same. I mean, they're shared lead systems, and you get the same lead that does go out to a couple few of your competitors. What varies is how many of your competitors get that same lead, and of course, how much each lead costs. But it all basically works the same, where you're dealing with a potential customer who is probably using that service because they do want multiple bids. They want many contractors to call them. They're either looking for
right.
the cheapest guy, or maybe they're just looking for estimates. Some people want to pick the guy right in the middle. You know, they think that's probably
right.
the best option, right? But with this, the calls come directly to you. Something like that, it's hard to budget for. It depends on how many leads you get. It depends on even the size of the job. If it looks on paper to be a bigger job, you're more likely to pay more for that lead. Of course, you're not any more likely to get the job,
right.
just more likely to pay for it. I think you'll love this because it's a flat rate month to month, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, residential or commercial, big jobs or small, 15
okay.
jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's that same flat rate. Now, I did actually get a message from my supervisor. I haven't had a chance to take a look at it. Give me 1 second here. Says, Paul, for this well-established business, especially when using Angie's, I would be more than happy to approve your request to include a custom website at no additional cost. Says, we're looking forward to helping this company continue to be successful in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So that website will include it. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website's included. And, I mean, I have to be honest with you. When we're combining an established business rate with a website included, that $299 is not going to cover our cost in that first month. We're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our cost, but we know that
right.
our clients will keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. Keep in mind that $299 even includes $100 of paid Facebook ads as part of that. Now, Facebook works a little bit differently than Google and Bing. Obviously, with those search engines, people are going and actively typing something in. They're looking for someone to call. Facebook, I think people are just looking for something to look at, but if they have a project in the back of their mind, when they see your ads, they see your website, it works the same way. They can pick up the phone and call you, and at like 20 or 22 cents per click, that $100 of Facebook ad spend equates to about 400 clicks, 400 opportunities for someone to pick up the phone and call you, and I think it's going to help you to really get that steady stream of calls. Of course, everyone who finds you online does become someone who can recommend you to somebody else or use your services
right.
down the road for a different project. So as you're looking to really grow your company and you know, kind of branch out on your own and keep your crew employed with jobs that are coming your way directly to you, I think this is
yes.
going to be ideal. Now, I'm sure you've got some photos of some of the work that you guys have done.
Oh,
over
the
years,
I got about
right?
600.
I would imagine.
I
would imagine. So, you know,
yeah.
one thing that we would be able to do is use any photos that you have now as we send you new jobs. If there's one you're especially proud of and you want to add new photos, we can always do that. A lot of our clients actually love the fact that they can make changes to their website on their own, and you certainly would be able to through your tracking and reporting system. We call it your client dashboard. You can upload photos.
Okay.
You can make content changes to your website. I would say that still most of our clients just want us to take care of everything, and of course we would do that for you too at no additional cost. I mean, you're an expert at what you do, and if we can just keep your phone ringing and all you have to do is answer the phone and talk to somebody on the other end, not have to worry about your online presence or your website or anything like that, I think you would definitely love it. But that tracking system, like I said, it's available to you 24/7, detailed but easy to follow reports, and like I said, it updates in almost real time several times throughout the day. And like I said, whether you end up loving Angie's, hating it, or somewhere in between, this is a great way for you to get calls directly to you. A lot of my clients, though, once we get their phone ringing, they do scale back on paying for leads. They might keep their leads
yeah,
paused
right.
or
yeah.
cap them
right.
at a lower amount. Some of my clients will shut their lead service off altogether. This actually puts the power of Google to work directly for you and kind of takes the middleman out of the equation.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're looking to do. I mean, the whole reason of not wanting to be a sub and wanting to go out on your own and to get work for yourself, I think with Angie's kind of as a middleman sending you leads and then having you kind of, you know, fight and chase down leads, it's almost the same boat, just a different motor.
Well, see, this, I think, like I said, this part of it's kind of new to me, like you said,
I get it.
The internet world. I never really thought about, like I said, I was okay with where I was. All right,
it.
I was working every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody working.
Sure.
So, but like now with the economy, and two, I'm getting older, so I eventually can't be on my knees forever, as we know.
Right.
So,
I get that too.
So, you know, the goal is to have to, you know, to try and get an office open and all that stuff. So that's the goal.
Yeah. So when we get your phone ringing, is this the number that you would want your customers to call? This will be the business number then. Perfect.
Yes.
And I imagine it is a smartphone, right?
It's Apple. It's an Apple.
Gotcha. Perfect. Yeah, the reason that I ask is, like I said, most of the time you just get calls directly to you. When someone fills out that website form, though, you'll get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. Dan, what's a good email address either for you or for the company itself?
Yeah, it's Infinite, Infinite, .Floors, FLOORS, at Gmail.
Okay, perfect. So real close to the name of the business. We can certainly put that on your website.
Yes.
The actual name of the business, though, is it Infinite Floor Covering?
Covering, yes. Yes, it's Infinite Floor Covering.
Got it. Perfect. And then
LLC, if you need to know that, but that's what it is, an LLC.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because I wanted to ask you, it is an LLC, but it looks like you prefer to leave off the LLC in the branding of the business and just have it Infinite Floor Covering, right?
Yeah. It's more for insurance, business, licensing and stuff like that.
I agree 100%. If anyone ever asks me my opinion, I always say leave off the Inc. Co's and LLCs, and we'll leave it that way with Infinite Floor Covering. It'll be that way on your website, on the Google listing, the Bing listing, and in all of the content that we create. Dan, Tara never did get your last name.
Hand, H-A-N-D.
Okay, Mr. Hand. The other thing I wanted to ask you is, I know that the Angie's, the Home Advisor profile, has 275 West Park Lane, but correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, right? Meaning you always go out to the customer, no one comes to you, that's not a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or anything
not right now, it's not. It's just the address to where I live. So.
That is your residence. Okay. So,
yes,
so Google actually fully expects most service-based businesses to kind of be run out of the truck, run from the home. Even if you had like a shop where you did your, kept your equipment, or an office where you did your paperwork. If customers don't regularly come to you, Google won't list a physical address. They wouldn't want someone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, the other thing that I'm going to do here, and it's partly, again, because you are an established business, but I also added the promo code in our system for someone who is currently or technically has even recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. So it's not specifically for the Angie or the Home Advisor, but because I know that service is pretty expensive, what that promo code does is it allows me to adjust lower, essentially, the cost of the setup fee. The setup fee itself is normally $300. I might take $100 or, you know, 50% off of it. But in this case, I actually took $200 off of that setup fee. It's just going to be a one-time setup fee of $100 that only attaches to the very first month. And of course, every month after that, it's going to be that flat rate of $299. That does, though, help us offset the cost and the time that it helps us, it takes for us to get you on that first page. The website, like I said, those included at no additional cost. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things here, Mr. Hand. One, I'd take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. We're going to want to have one of our technicians spend about 25, 30 minutes talking more in depth with you about all the different services that you want to provide, everywhere you want to travel to provide those services, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto,
right,
and what's unique okay about your business. Obviously, experience, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, Dan, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we will take care of all of that in that follow-up call. Again, you don't need to be
okay
in the computer for that call. The other thing that I'll do, and it is required of me before I get you off the phone, is to read what's called a voice verification, because we are Google partners. It's required. It actually does get recorded through the computer.
Okay.
It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month
okay
service, that we are including the website, that we've reduced the cost of the service as well as the setup fee, and, of course, that it's month-to-month. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Now, before I
yeah
do get to that voice verification, Dan, that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express?
So what do I have to pay? What am I paying you now?
So normally you'd be looking
initial,
at
right,
yeah, you'd be looking at normally $599 with a $299 setup fee. That $898 is about what it cost us in that first month. But I cut that cost in half, so instead of $599, it's $299. I took two-thirds of that setup fee away, so it's just a one-time setup fee of $100. It attaches to just the first month, so today would be $399. Every month moving forward, it drops down to $299.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give this a shot, so I'm going to take your advice here. I do want to do the website. I absolutely need to do the website. So
you
that's
know,
just,
that,
the key.
That website, on our website, the cost of the website is $2,500. I sell them two or three a week. I sell for $499. I try to make it affordable
right
when I can. In this case, I got it approved at no additional cost.
That
first payment, is that MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It's going to be a Visa.
On that particular card, Dan, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's both.
And is it Dan or Daniel?
Daniel.
Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L. No middle initial,
yes,
though.
Not on the card, no.
Not on that
no
particular card, right.
No.
Okay, and then you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4, all Visa cards
yes
do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, 4085. 4040.
Okay.
3380?
Yes, sir.
1428.
And then the expiration month and year?
06 of 27.
06 of 2027. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
336.
336. So I have 336, 336 on the back of the card. I've got June or 06 of 2027 for the expiration date. Dan, was the card itself 4085, 4040, 3380, 1428?
Correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the 275 West Park Lane, 19018?
Yes, 1018. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification, our automated system will send you a confirmation email with our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, just give me one second here.
Sure, no problem.
Hey, I'm hoping this works out for me here. So,
well,
it sounds,
you know,
pretty good, but
I think you're gonna love it. I really try to avoid saying this because it doesn't just sound corny, it is corny, but I've actually heard some of my other pricing directors say it, and I think it's true. Give us 1% of your faith and trust, and that first month, we'll earn the rest, you know? I mean, I've actually been with the company myself. April 17th will be my 11-year anniversary, and I've got clients that have been with me almost from the beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years. We've actually been around since 2004, so we'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary a little later on this year. Now, did you have that pen handy? I know you'll get that automated email.
Yeah.
Okay. So and this is for client support. The toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you will receive all of that information by way of our automated email system.
Oh,
you'll get that
in
just a minute.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. But that's for client support. And it's support.
So what was that email again? At local?
Yeah, at localsplash.com. Support@localsplash.com. Now, when we do the client interview, they'll likely give you photos, PHOTOS, photos@localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly, but please do know that you can send anything and everything to the support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Just include your phone number so we can easily access that information. Now, like I said, I do want to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. It looks like it's going to be tomorrow. We're booked out for the rest of the day. And then I'll quickly get you through that voice verification. Like I said, it is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you've got a question. I'll try to get through it as quick as I can without being rude. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Hand. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Infinite Floor Covering.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Dan, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Daniel Hand, owner.
Okay.
And installer.
And as the owner and installer of Infinite Floor Covering, Mr. Hand, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for that billing information that you did provide, that Visa in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then, Mr. Hand, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Dan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah, correct. Yes.
perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to be successful with the service. Now, it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Hand, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Home Advisor or Angie. Like I said, there's no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll create for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always up to date, accurate, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Hand, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Dan, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We're actually going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business since no customers come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being month to month, and with my supervisor actually allowing me to include the website at no additional cost, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 27th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $399.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 27th of the month moving forward at the further reduced amount of just $299.00. That $299, Dan, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is also an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come right directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included. And in this case, with my supervisor's approval, we'll actually also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website, Mr. Hand, is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. In fact, the service can, if necessary, be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. And I did give you that number. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Hand, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Dan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email that does have that client support information that I've already given you. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Dan, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. I'll get you off the phone real quick here, but I do want to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We are booked up for the rest of the day, but our first available tomorrow would be 10 Eastern. Looks like there's just about at least one spot every hour up until the last one, which is scheduled at 6 o'clock. Did you want something mid-morning, early afternoon, or late in the day?
Mid-morning is good. Yeah, if something at 10 or 10:30, that'll work, yes.
Yeah, okay. So it's actually going to be scheduled from 10 until 11. Call will get to you at some point during that time, maybe a few minutes after 10. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes half that time. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you may have before handing it over to them. I might already be on a call. If I am, they're going to call you anyway. They'll have your file, and they'll take really good care of you one way or another. I did, though, want to add a little bit of added security here on your account, whether I'm on that follow-up call or not, just a question and an answer. So if anyone who calls us tells us that they are with Infinite Floor Covering, even if it's you, Mr. Hand, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is important, especially in like 5-6 days once your website is completed. If anyone calls you moving forward and tells you that they are either with Google or even with Local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 30 seconds, just politely let them go. If they're calling and asking you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification, which is attached to your account, is there for your protection. It clearly states after today it fills $2.99 a month on the 27th and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those, Dan, would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you were born in? And then what is the answer?
Yeah. Philadelphia.
It is Philadelphia. Okay. I have to type it in twice. But you are all set there. And it has to be in lowercase for some strange reason, but you are all set. And now, did you happen to receive either the automated email? You did. Okay.
I got the text, and I'm getting emails now, too. So.
Yeah, let me see what the system has sent out to you. It does sometimes like to piggyback everything at once. In this case, it did. I kind of wish it would space them out a little bit, but the system sends them in bulk every minute or two, so sometimes they all get sent out at the same time. You've got the welcome email, which does have the client support information that I've already given you. I think that information is actually on every email. The one that we want you to see, though, is the Local Splash initial invoice. If you click on that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Let me see here. Well, it says pictures needed.
Oh, that's the other one. I might as well talk about that if you're looking at it right now. So it says, I'll quickly address it in a second here. But the Local Splash initial invoice, if you click on it and then click on the part that says click here, that blue click here is hyperlinked, and it'll take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Again, I want to get you off the phone quicker, and I want to walk you through everything, but Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. We will, though, mirror the content on Bing as well, because something like 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people do that search on a smartphone, but we still want you to have those opportunities. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook. It's everything that you need. The website's included. The Facebook ads are included. If you see there's a long line that goes across it, it populates your phone number. Just below that are a couple of boxes. We want you to click both of those boxes. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages. Those are, of course, just text messages through the computer. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of that card, so please do click on that box, too. Then in the longer box below it, with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would click and type in Daniel Hand, or you can copy and paste it. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so the D and the H are capitalized. Once you've got your name in that box, though, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service as well as reduced the cost of the setup fee, that we've included the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Now, you may have already gotten to the next page that says asking you to log in, username and password.
Yes.
Do you see that? Okay. You can actually stop right there. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do still have to do your client interview first for us to create that content for there to be something to track. In the next couple of days, though, you're going to get by text message your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine, too. It looks like the username has already been assigned. It cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it is very easy for you to remember. It's just your phone number, the number we're speaking on with the area code included, but just numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is 267-532-6229. It's actually going to be on a calendar invite that I'm sending out to you now to your email. It's just for your... for your record, you don't have to respond to it. Just a little reminder. It says Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that stands for Client Interview in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. But you are all set and squared away. Also, at it's going to be at 9 o'clock, so an hour prior to your scheduled call, you'll receive another automated email through our system just reminding you that that follow-up
call.
Hold on
1 second. Hold on 1 second. One second,
no
please.
No problem. Oh, whoops. Got disconnected. That's okay. I have to call him right back, I guess. That was fast. That was fast. That was fast.